Business English Power, episode 40. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei, in the online world and during my 18 years of teaching, coaching, and training in Japan. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I really, really appreciate you always checking out and coming back to Business English Power for your business English lessons and trusting me with your learning. I really do appreciate that, and carving out a little bit of your day, a little bit of your time to spend with me and all of us here at Business English Power. So thank you for that. We are going to do a really great topic today. We're going to do 5 phrases that you can use professionally if you want to get across this message, which is, please wait. Okay, how do we say that more professionally? Because a lot of times I'm sure we want to communicate that feeling. We want to tell someone to please wait. But is that really the best way? Not necessarily in every case, right? Sometimes that can come off as a bit casual and not fitting for a professional setting. So we'll take a look at that and how to say it more professionally. We're going to look at 5 phrases, 5 ways that you can do that today. So hang on for that. Please subscribe to Business English Power. Just hit the subscribe button if you are an Apple Podcasts. If you are listening in Spotify or Amazon Music, CastBox, Podcast Addict, or wherever you're listening, please press follow. And also, please consider giving a 5-star rating. That would be appreciated. And if you have 30, so that takes about 5 seconds, right? But if you have 30 seconds of your day, just a little bit more time, please consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts. I would really, really appreciate that. Even if it's in your own language, that is perfectly fine. Even if it's just one sentence or a couple of words, that would be really, really helpful for me, and I would appreciate that. And you can also let others know about Business English Power. But let's get to the good part. All right, here we go. So today we're going to do 5 professional ways that you can say please wait in English. Okay, so these are going to be things that you can use right away in your business lives. So we're going to do 2 that are more spoken, 2 that are more written, and then 1 that you can use anytime for any situation. Now, the first thing we need to talk about is, well, what kind of situations do we use this phrase? I mean, do we want to get across to someone, please wait? Well, again, a lot of times I kind of envision this being on the telephone. So if you're on the phone with someone and you want to take a minute or two for some reason, maybe you need to check something, maybe you need to transfer the call to someone else. Okay, well, what can we say in this situation? Now, or you know, if you maybe just you're in the office, maybe someone comes by your desk, but you're in the middle of something. Maybe you're in the middle of writing an email, or maybe you're in the middle of doing a project or task, and you need just a minute, and you want them to wait. Well, how do we say that again? So we're dealing with someone face-to-face, in person, or on the phone when we say this. Okay, so now, probably for me, the most professional way that you can say this is, just a moment, please. Okay, so let's practice that together. Please repeat after me. Just a moment, please. Okay, great. Now, another variation of that, very simple, is just switch the first part and just say, one moment, please. Okay, so please repeat. One moment, please. Okay, so if you're on the phone and you know you want to transfer the call, say, oh, okay, let me transfer you to Jim. One moment, please. Okay, so that's one example. Or maybe somebody stops by your desk and they say, oh, can I talk to you about this, blah, blah, blah? Let's fill in the blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's say, can I talk to you about tomorrow's meeting? Oh, one moment, please. I'm in the middle of writing an email. Important email or something like that. Okay, so that's how you would use that phrase. Okay, so just a moment, please. One moment, please. Those are really, really good ways and professional ways to tell someone to wait. Now, one that's more for the phone, okay, this will be number two now we're going to for our spoken phrases. When you're, this one specifically for a phone call, okay, so maybe you're on the phone and you want someone to wait. Now, as we did just now, you can do one moment, please, just a moment, please. Or you can also say, please hold. Okay, so one more time, please repeat after me. Please hold. Okay, so what does that mean and why are we using that phrase? And maybe some of you are asking, well, I've heard that, but isn't it like hold on or hold the line or, you know, something like that? Well, okay, so hold the line you can say, although, again, there's no need for all the extra because everybody knows, at least if you're a native speaker of English, that hold on the telephone means that, you know, that person's going to press the hold button on the phone. And you're going to either hear some music in the background or you're going to hear a little beep or something like that, right? So you know that you're waiting for them to come back or you're waiting for another person. So that's what hold means when you're on the telephone. So no need for hold on, no need for hold the line. There's nothing really that you need. You just need please hold. Very simple. Okay, even though you may be tempted to add more to it. But that is, it's a polite way of getting that across. Okay, so don't be afraid to use please hold on the telephone. All right, so we can do another example. It just works in the same way. So maybe someone says, yes, I'd like to talk to Bill in accounting, please. Sure, let me transfer you to Bill. Please hold. Okay, that's it. So those are two ways so far where you can ask someone to wait or tell someone they need to wait in a professional way. Now let's move on more to a written phrase. This will be number three of our five phrases. So maybe this is coming in an email, most likely. Okay, so of course, when we're writing, we can be a little more descriptive, but yet we want to be professional and precise. We want to be to the point and concise, right? So how can we say that? Well, one phrase that I like is, let me get back to you. Let me get back to you. Okay, so maybe someone is writing you, they're requesting something from you. And so you want to let them know that you'll get back to them. And that kind of just by when you say that is it is going to get across that meaning of they need to wait. Okay, so let me get back to you is a good phrase when you're writing an email to show someone. All right, now that can also, of course, be used in spoken English, of course, so you can practice speaking it as well. But that one will be, again, for business emails would be my suggestion. Another way that you can, this will be number four now, so the fourth phrase that we can use to ask someone to please wait is, in your written correspondence, we'll call it your emails. Another phrase that I like is, I appreciate your patience. Okay, if you want to practice speaking it, you can, so please repeat. I appreciate your patience. Okay. So again, it's more indirect, but it gets across that they are waiting or they need to wait while you check something or you find out more information or you just need a little more time to do something. Okay, so it gets across that message of they need to wait, but it's very polite, very professional. Okay, I appreciate your patience. So you can use that. And again, that's more for a written scenario, although, yeah, certainly in certain cases you could use it in a spoken situation as well. All right, so those are four phrases. Let's move on to the fifth phrase that you can use to tell someone to please wait. All right, so this one you can use in any situation, and this one is very, very polite because and very professional because now we're going to ask, okay? So now we're going to add, remember when you make a request, you remember the key words here? Well, we're going to start with, could you? And then we're going to ask them to give us a minute, okay? So can you give us, or give me, or give us, depending on who the subject is. But let's just say this, Could you give me a minute, please? Okay, one more time. Could you give me a minute, please? Okay, so yes, we are using the word minute, but again, when you're making into a polite request, of course it is professional, so you can use this phrase. Or of course you could switch minute and moment. Okay? Could you give me a moment, please? Okay, absolutely no problem. All right, so that is another good way. So asking them for a minute. And using that phrase, our typical request phrase, but again, it is professional. Could you give me a minute? Yeah. Now, I'm just going to answer a couple of things here that you may be asking yourself or wanting to ask me. I'm kind of reading your minds out there in the podcast world, but maybe some of you are thinking, well, Al, could I just say, could you wait a minute, please? You could. However, again, it's, to me, not the best way. It's, again, more direct, even though it is a polite request. You could say that, but again, that's the reason we're going over these five phrases, to be the most professional, the most polite possible. Okay, so you could say, could you wait a minute? Could you hang on a minute? You know, these phrases, they get more casual as we go down the list of these kind of phrases. So that's why we're kind of going over this this episode today, is to eventually get away from these very casual phrases. Again, don't get me wrong, in a certain situation when you're dealing with friends or you're in that kind of situation where you can use more direct, more casual language, definitely you want to be, you know, saying, hey, give me, or hang on a minute, or wait a minute, or hang on, or wait. You know, you can be more direct, right? But in a professional business setting, we want to raise our level. We want to level up our professional standards here, right? So that's why we're going over these. So let's review. I think we've gone over five phrases today that you can use. The first one, again, more for spoken language, will be just a moment, please. Or one moment, please. The second phrase is more for telephone calls in particular, which is please hold. Please hold. Okay, the third phrase, which you can use in emails and written language, is let me get back to you. Let me get back to you. All right. The fourth way, again, more for written and emails, will be I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your patience. Okay, and the fifth way is can be used in any situation, and that's you're asking them, will be, could you give me a minute, please? Could you give me a minute, please? All right, so those are the five. So get those down, and you will be operating on full blast, full professional blast, very, very shortly. But again, you don't need a ton of phrases, as we always talk about. You just need the key phrases, the most important, the most impactful phrases are what you need to level up your business English life, right? So keep those in mind and keep practicing those. And then perform. Remember, we always talk about study, practice, perform. So not only, this is the study phase now where you're listening to me and you're learning these phrases. The next thing is for you to practice them. So practice speaking them out loud and or writing them. And then actually use them in the real world. That is the perform stage, right? That's where very few students attempt to go. Okay? But that's where you want to go because you're listening to this show. All right, so that's going to be it for today. So thank you so much for listening, as always. Okay? So please remember to subscribe if you're not yet. And please share this episode with a colleague, someone that may benefit from this information as well. And get them on board to Business English Power. And we will keep growing. We'll keep coming out with more and more useful lessons that you can benefit from. And we're just moving up, guys. So thanks so much. I will see you again next time on the next episode of Business English Power. This is Al, always reminding you to level up your learning, and level up your life.